As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America, here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Tuesday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hope you enjoyed a ridiculous game last night. Monday Night Football was bizarre. Sip, you catching it at all?
I did a little bit at Planet Fitness. It was on.
It was so weird that there was two turnovers on one play by the same player.
How'd that happen? There was, during the play, there was three turnovers.
I like the sound of this. What happened? What happened?
Well, Jalen Hurts threw a pick.
Okay.
And then, the Chargers guy who picked it off ran five yards, fumbled.
He fumbled it.
And then Jalen Hurts picks it up and it fumbles again.
Yeah, three.
Back to the Chargers. They get the ball.
That's really hard to follow.
It is.
Well, it was like, and then the whole time you're thinking, like, when Jalen Hurts got a hold of the ball, just hold on it and go down.
Yep.
He grabbed it, tried to spin out, like, to make a play. Boom, ball gets punched out again. It's like, hey, you threw a pick to a D lineman. You threw a pick to a D lineman.
The
D lineman then is like, cover it up. Nope, punch. He started to cover it up. He did try
two turnovers on one play.
Yeah, he was so shocked that he had that ball with ease. I mean, there's nobody in the area. He just picked him off.
I'm not going to lie to you. I fell asleep. Who won, Jake?
Chargers 22-19 in overtime. Pickoff. The Chargers picked off the Eagles at the 1 yard line in OT.
Oh, wow.
To wrap up a win. 22-19, Jim Harbaugh and the Chargers. Big dub for LA.
Then Herbert blew off the sideline report. Did you see that?
I did not see that part.
Kind of awkward. I don't know why.
At the end?
Yeah.
When they won?
Yeah. He said, I want to go celebrate with my teammates. Okay. And she was like, can you just answer a couple questions? He said, oh, yeah, I suppose. And he really did, but didn't. Like, it was kind of, and he brushed her off.
It's a dramatic win.
I mean, yeah.
It's hard to go.
That's not what happened at Indiana. Quarterback gave his.
Oh, he talked all right.
Oh, he talked.
What happened at Indiana?
We played it.
What happened? It was incredible.
He gave his all.
Yeah.
In the post game interview.
Yeah, post game interview too. You want to see a post game interview? Guy who cares?
Yeah.
Try this.
Yeah,
one
no
on.
Kidding.
I want to give all the glory to God. We were never supposed to be in this position, but by the glory of God, the great coaches, great teammates, everyone we have around us, we were able to pull this off. Whoever thought the Hoosiers would be here, but now the Hoosiers are flipping champs. Let's go!
Flipping champs.
You guys call yourself a bunch of misfits who found the right home at Indiana. Why was this the right place for this group?
It's the right place for process oriented. We're going day by day, whether it's the offensive line, the defense, the coaches, special teams, we're all process oriented to one goal. That's our thing, is we're brothers. We can drag teams into the deep end because we know that we're going
to
stick together and we're the strongest glue ever.
You're telling me, Sip, that wasn't quite Justin Herbert.
That wasn't Herbert.
You know,
that
would be really Herbert. Funny to play that and then play Herbert. It'd be really funny. Here's one post-game interview, and here's another.
Here's another one. Especially when you say, I want to go celebrate with
these
my friends.
These teams both won, by the
There's
way.
There's not a lot of celebrating after games in
the
NFL.
That was weird.
They just walk across, the friends shake each other's hands, what's going on.
No, it was odd.
Yeah, it's not like, I got to get over there, they're tearing the goalpost down. No.
I want to go celebrate with my teammates.
That would be a great. I wonder if Rudy, if you could go to ChatGPT. When was the last time that a professional goalpost was torn down?
That's a great question.
I'd like to know when in the NFL.
Do you think it has happened?
I think it's happened. I would guarantee it's happened somehow, somewhere.
I think.
But I'd just like to know when. Because right now, when you're watching, would we ever do FSPs in the NFL? No.
No.
without research, I'm going to guess the 70s.
Yeah.
I don't. Okay. 70s is my guess for the last time an NFL goalpost got dragged down.
Is Rudy here?
Yeah, Rudy is there.
He's here. He's got his Blue Jays hat on.
I can do this too. Just keep talking. I can type
last time NFL goalpost torn down. ChatGPT.
I bet we'll be surprised, Jake, that there'll be one in there. Jake, there'll be an outlier.
Oh yeah, what a concept.
Yeah, there'll be an outlier.
An outlier for sure. Yeah.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
When was the last time an NFL? When was the last time fans?
He's got it right here. 1980, the Bills.
Oh,
did it.
It's almost right. 1980 says Rudy. The Buffalo Bills tore down a goalpost.
Let's see if we get back. If it,
you get AI to back that up or ChatGPT.
See if we get it. Oh, see it. Yeah, it's different. Interesting.
What's that one say?
Oh, he says the most famous example. Whoever ChatGPT is, the most famous example, the 1967 Ice Bowl. Saw fans at Green Bay.
Green Bay tore down in the Ice Bowl?
They did. I didn't know that. They
tore down the goalpost after the win over the Cowboys.
What a great tradition. Imagine that in basketball. If you have a big shot that you tear down the rim. Like that doesn't happen.
Tear down the backboard.
Backboard. Tear the backboard down and carry the backboard around town.
I don't think they do that.
No, I don't
Let's
either.
Start a new trend, Bill.
Yeah, well, you
big
know.
Win. Bring down the backboard and take it down O Street.
Known NFL. See, this is a little different than Rudy's. Known NFL goalpost teardowns. Oh, yeah. No, he's right. Oh, no. No. It says the Arizona Cardinals upset win versus the Cowboys in Tempe on September 7, 1997. Cardinals fans.
Tore the goalpost down?
Cardinals fans stormed the field after a comeback OT victory. They tore down and carried off the goalpost in a celebratory parade.
We need video of this.
The Cardinals did it.
In 97.
The Arizona Cardinals versus the Cowboys in Tempe.
Wow. Okay. Things I didn't think we'd talk about today was goalpost and the NFL getting torn. I like it.
Thank you.
97, that's a long time.
Thank you.
That's not that long ago.
Well, and then 28 years.
I mean, we probably just need to address the controversy right now that the administrative decision that Jake made to eliminate the Big Ten rankings is gone.
Our rankings in a Big Ten basketball?
Why wouldn't we?
I think we will.
I think we will. Yeah, I think we got to be deep. At least how many conference games do we need? Four?
Yeah, four.
Sure.
Just say four.
Four conference games.
They'll play two in December. So we'll know at some point early January start.
Once the teams are into three to four, then we'll do the Big Ten power rankings also. But Jake seemed to think that. Now, we'll have to do power rankings again through the bowl season.
Absolutely, we're not done with that, Bill.
Okay.
I just
thought the Indiana flip should have been acknowledged, and that might have also caused a whole nother series of changes. I mean, I think we're pretty solid with Purdue. With
Purdue's
where they're at.
And Michigan State's.
Well, I looked at the standings yesterday because it was going to be one of my bugaboos, things that bother me. Mm-hmm. And I know this wouldn't there'll be pushback from Nebraska fans, but this is just in general, the fact that I don't like the fact how bowls are selected. I know I wish if you earned that right for that, you got Minnesota that has a better record than Nebraska, beat them head to head in conference, have a better record. Mm-hmm. And they're going to the New Mexico Bowl. If I'm Minnesota, I get it. I know why. What's that? We all know it's because of ticket sales and the attraction and fans. So I get that. Washington, really good team. I believe they finished ahead of Nebraska, too. They're playing Saturday in SoFi, which
Boise.
Is fun. But there's no bowl experience.
Boise State.
There can be no bowl experience because there's nothing.
I'm not going to try
to
push
back. Can you imagine Nebraska fans going, a big exodus to Albuquerque in December?
Yeah.
Is that where it is?
Albuquerque.
That's where they play.
Yes. That'd be it.
I'm trying to sell it in my mind. It's hard.
It's hard. But I just think that
no shot at Albuquerque.
That is odd. How that plays out.
I get it. That's interesting. Yeah, they don't slot them. Yeah, they basically slot them by fandom. So Nebraska, because of its fans, gets to play a team that's way better than
Yeah. Far superior team. But anyway, maybe. I don't know. Maybe Utah's not.
They're pretty good. Are they 15th? What are they ranked?
Yeah, they're 15th. They were 15th. So you could say far superior.
It will be the same.
God, we're kind of hard.
It'll be the same situation on every bowl game like this. Who can get their team ready? Who can get things corralled? Who has what roster? What's happening to your roster? Who's opting out? All those things happen. So that's what you're looking for.
I got you. One thing in terms of power rankings, Jake, should I save it?
Yes, save it for
Katz
the second.
Did
part.
Have some power?
Yeah,
rankings.
Save it for that when we get into the conversation.
Andy Katz.
Yeah, I saw it.
Oh, did you?
I did see it.
Oh,
I watched it.
Stealing my thunder.
I'm not stealing. I'm helping. I'm supporting it. I'm supporting your thunder.
Just stay all basketball, guys.
I'm supporting your thunder here.
We're in the middle of the playoffs. So we got bowl games starting.
Oh, stop!
And yeah,
the LA, Huskers are ranked.
No, that's a big deal.
The
LA Bowl is on Saturday. We're not even talking about it.
Is the LA Bowl? So you can't sell that as a bowl experience. I'm asking.
Oh, there would have been, but there's no time.
Yeah,
they got the. I mean, unless that thing was, which maybe it was so locked up, just like Nebraska, Utah was, where they could have said last week, we're prepping for this game and we're leaving to go out there on Tuesday. If it is kind of going on Sunday, hey, you're playing Washington. Hang on now. By the time they get ready to go, hey, let's go out and let's go to Disney. Win, you know, because guess what? Yeah. Like I always say, there's two, when two things happen, it's important. It matters when it's on TV and they're keeping score. Those two things, they have to add up together. If it's on TV, like a spring game, not keeping score, doesn't matter. If they're keeping score, but it's not on TV, no one cares. If it's not on ESPN Plus or True TV, no one cares. It doesn't matter. But when the other two add up, you have to have your team ready to go.
God bless you for saying that.
If not, you're an embarrassment.
I guess I always have. You know what I have? This is idle chit chat.
It is idle chit chat.
I have trouble. And it happens all the time, as you know, when people say these games don't matter. I heard it yesterday from somebody about Nebraska. The game doesn't matter. I'm like, doesn't every game matter?
Then hold it. You can't say this game doesn't matter and last year's game mattered.
Yeah.
Because last year's game mattered at the highest level for Nebraska fans and for the team. That mattered at the highest level. And you can sit back and say, well, they were playing a depleted Boston College team, but it still mattered.
Yep.
And yeah. So, no, and I said, there's two things that make it matter.
All right.
So they keep scores on TV. That's it.
It matters.
Yeah. Don't let Iowa State and K-State, Notre Dame not playing bowl games take away from the thought. This game does matter for Nebraska.
And I think you have two teams culturally that are going to handle it. I think Nebraska and Utah have teams extremely interested. I don't think you see either team like, nah, whatever.
I don't think so. Well, guess what's also on the line for Nebraska? They could end their skid to ranked teams, beat a ranked team. It's been since 2016.
Didn't even think about that.
29 straight losses to ranked teams. 29. They lost to USC and Michigan this year. They had the only chance. This is the best team you played this year at this point.
It's a harder one with it being a bowl game because you don't know what the other side's showing up with. It's not that during the season. But it's still. The numbers are the numbers.
Yep.
That's right. As far as Notre Dame goes, have you come around on that?
We'll get that in 7 o'clock.
Oh.
Hold your thoughts in Notre Dame, please.
Attacked by Kaz. Kaz should come on. I was attacked.
Hey, Kaz, if you're out there, you're welcome to call in about Notre Dame.
He attacked me on this. He's a Notre Dame grad. Starter. He started 3 years.
So he supports Notre Dame in their decision?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. He started. He wouldn't mind me sharing that. He started 3 years there. As a center, and he's very supportive of Notre Dame's decision in an attacking mode.
I would say
as you could,
and everyone, especially if you get to have your opinion, if you play, you get your own opinion.
Yeah.
But I would say that every other, I heard it on the way in today, Dusty said it, Dvorak said it, he goes, just so you know, because he was talking about the conspiracy theory to keep Notre Dame out, said, just so you know, every single person who does a podcast, CBS Sports, every sports there is disagreed with Notre Dame.
Did anybody agree? That's what I'm asking.
No one. There's no one in like agreement with them. And he said on two things on that it was a conspiracy to keep them out. And then in general, it's the same thing about when I talk to Notre Dame fans, and I have some that are staunch Notre Dame fans, it's all they care about is Notre Dame. Right away, it's they're just like, yeah, this is not a good look. However you cut it, not a good look.
We will get into it later.
I don't mind someone having that opinion.
Right.
I mean, no. That's fine.
I received a phone call yesterday, right before I called Bill at 4:30. I received a phone call from Brian Morrow. You might say that's the guy that invented Pinnacle Bank Arena that Bill told us yesterday,
He's
right?
He's the one that He's got him out of the Bob. Yes.
Wait a second. He called you?
He called me.
He called.
The guy that had the Bears hat on?
Is that Bears hat?
Very friendly.
Very friendly.
He wanted to reiterate a couple things that were on the show. He says, "His number one, watching the game with Bill was a quote very pleasant experience." So you're a good fan to watch the game with.
I was into the game. Yes, I was.
Were you into it?
We had a lot of comments. There was a lot, 2 years ago we went to the Creighton game. Me and Jake talked the whole game because Creighton made 19 threes in terrible. The first half. And so we just kind of sit there and talk. This game is kind of similar. You could talk. We had a lot of idle chit chat.
Yes.
Because there was a time when no one scored for like 8 minutes.
It was rough.
And then also there was no chance that Nebraska could lose. So we had a chance to talk. And yet actually sat for a good part of the game. The one side doesn't sit, but because like, well, there's really not a whole lot going on.
No. So he said, Bill, good fan to watch. Also, he confirmed to me and what Bill said, the story about standing right in front of you. And he said, hey, Steve, Brian witnessed it. He said, yep, everything Bill said. That's exactly what happened.
Hey, Steve.
He stayed right in front of Sip, but he just did not see him at all.
I did not.
I was within. It was close. It was a foot.
We were right in front of me.
And you were like that. And you were typing.
I was typing.
This happened to me once with Bill. I was at Momo like a year or two ago. I was with Elizabeth, and I was sitting in a booth. All of a sudden, someone stops their table. I said, what's going on? Bill's like, hey, kids.
I did. Hey, kids.
I didn't know he was there. We're just talking.
The odds of seeing me out. If you well, that, kid, that, that's the biggest thing. The odds.
Hey, kid.
Now you'd already seen me at the game.
If
you'd have said, hey, someone's going to walk up to my computer today. I wonder if it'll be Bush. You're like going 100% no. It will not be him. There's no chance that he's here.
Hey, Steve. So you guys go to Momo's.
That was like 2 years ago, but yeah, once in a while.
Momo's is still a thing.
Oh, it's very popular. It's very, very good.
Yeah. It was a thing for a long time. I haven't been down that way.
Well,
I don't get down there.
You're welcome. Sometime.
Can I go there?
Yeah. You are welcome.
Can I go there?
You went to some steakhouse in Omaha and spent like $2,000.
That's right.
I forgot about that. I don't want to go. You want to start this? Do you want to go?
I forgot about that experience.
He was dismayed.
I'm still dismayed. And you had to grab You had to grab a to-go meal for your mother-in-law that cost another $400. It's like,
what the hell?
I was like, my face was like, what
happened here?
Would you guys like the smothered hash browns for an extra $98?
All right. I won't. No more talk about that.
Come down to Momo sometime. That'd be great.
Okay.
You're welcome in the doors.
Thanks, yes. Jake. All right. What else?
I don't chit-chat.
Come on. What else? It's going to be 56 today.
Is that right?
Is it 56?
Oh, see, he doesn't believe me. Just like Wendy's.
I just got it confirmed.
Wendy's. Hey. Well, I was on board with that.
55, I'm seeing.
What were you on board with?
Next thing you know, we found a video, an actual commercial of a pasta bar. Like, no,
he's like, see, I told you.
I went to Wendy's every day and had pasta. I'm like, what?
I mean,
I'm still amazed that you went to Wendy's for a pasta bar. I can't imagine Wendy's.
You went there every day?
No, I didn't go every day.
Dave from Wendy's invented Wendy's and said, I'm going to make square hamburgers and have a pasta bar. That threw me off.
I was just shocked by your reaction. Like, no, it didn't.
Well,
you're thinking about something else, or you're just lying.
I thought so.
If there is idle chit chat, the difference is just amazing when you, at our age, the food is available. And it's never a concern. When you were young and starting your career, you would ravish food. I mean, you didn't have any, like you talked about the popcorn at the times I would walk around at the university, wherever I was at, especially in Nebraska, just hoping maybe there was a birthday in the ticket office.
Yeah.
You had no food and you didn't have money. I told you that story.
Didn't have money.
We went to Wendy's. I went to Wendy's with Frank Solich and he bought me a cheeseburger and fries and a soda. And I remember looking and going, I couldn't imagine having this kind of money. I couldn't imagine having this kind of money to buy my own meal and buy someone else a meal. It was so shocking to me. And now food's available.
It is available. The Journal Star, guys, here's what would happen. And it happened for like, I don't know, 30 years. On Friday, they would bring in huge bags of popcorn. I mean, like this, like several of them. And I would count on it. I mean,
that
I
was your food.
I counted.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, okay, I think I can get through Friday because the popcorn's coming. And I would have a ton of popcorn and Diet Dr. Pepper. And sometimes I would steal Diet Dr. Pepper. but yeah, because we didn't have money. I'd call my dad and say, I need money. He'd say, no. I'd have to surreptitiously call my mom. And she'd go, okay, I'll send you $50. Yes, yes. You know, $50, but that's got to last a week.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. There's like, I got kind of the hey, listen, things are really, really tight, really tight. Oh, it's good. I hope you're doing good in class and stuff. It's kind of like, that was about it. Yeah, there wasn't.
That was kind of a hint.
Yeah.
First of help.
No, no, it's all right.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right, though. You would go to some extreme measures sometimes to just feed yourself.
Yes, to find food was remarkable.
Wow. I love idle chit chat. Yes. There's a lot we could talk about still.
What else you got? I got a few more minutes to hear, I guess.
No, I mean, I'll give you another occurrence that happened at the Journal Star.
Please do.
Totally understand this. I've never talked about this stuff. You know, back in the day, when we had a big photography department at the Journal Star, and it was actually another part of the building where the photographers were. You had to go up some steps, and it was kind of tucked away. But sometimes they would do food photos, like Rob, the Chop House.
Yeah. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The holidays are almost here, and if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. For example, I just got a Miami Dolphins whiskey board that fits my bar perfectly in my basement with four glasses for tasters when friends come over. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. Every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 1-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I see that, yeah.
For advertising in the Journal Star would bring in food to take, so and they doll it up so they could take a picture of it for the advertisement. And that food would then be available. So
well, that's a big day.
You were watching that close.
Yeah,
okay, who's coming? When's it going? Like, you just ask Ted Kirk, okay, when will you guys be done? And then you'd go.
Yeah.
and there was some steak bits and maybe some carrots or whatever. And that was a great day.
That was a great day.
Yeah.
Were you always the one to get this?
I imagine,
was there a race for this at all from other people?
I think I was,
people?
I was, no.
It was just you.
No. I mean, I was young. I mean, I'm talking about like 20. 19.
We're in Northern Arizona. We had a 5-gallon, is a clear, basically a bucket of animal crackers. And they were horrible. And they were old. And, I mean, they were just old. And every day, about all of a sudden, you just look around going, I'm going in for a handful. I can't take it. I have to have something. Because there was no food at Northern Arizona. I mean, there was never any food anywhere. And so it's like, that's what you did. And so all of a sudden, you're about like 11 o'clock, like you just take a handful of them. It's like, okay, I got to have something in me to try to get through this.
Remember, I had problems with kidney stones.
I do.
I had problems with kidney stones at the Journal Star. I'm pretty sure because of all the popcorn.
That's probably why.
Yeah. I mean, that the doctor one time, I got to be.
Do we have a urologist that's listening?
I almost got to be an expert on kidney stones. I used to get them so much. Now, I don't eat popcorn anymore because
popcorn causes kidney stones?
Yes. Absolutely.
All the salt in there, right?
Well, and the little bits, the little like kernels can become kidney stones. Yeah. Just think about the makeup of popcorn.
I know the makeup of popcorn.
It has kidney stone written all over it. And Diet Dr. Pepper.
Kidney stone written all over it.
I've never thought about it like that before.
It does. And I used to get them all the time. I stopped eating popcorn. When's the last time I had kidney stones? Probably 5 years, right?
It's been a while.
I used to get them
at the volleyball final four you had it last time, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And you were covering the final four in Minneapolis?
That's when they gave me, what did they give me?
Morphine?
No. Vike. Whoa, they gave me Vike, and that was something else. Like, I was like, anybody
you told
else
me about Vike? It was like,
anybody else notice the sky is purple?
No, just me. This is just me.
I can't throw a football because my shoulder's so bad. But when I'm on Vike, I'm like Brett Favre. I mean,
like, this is not an endorsement.
People out there going like, this sounds incredible.
Oh, Vike got me through Christmas one year. Yeah. I mean, it was amazing. It was starting to get tense. Here comes the Vike.
Here go prescription medications. All right.
But that was it. They only gave me five, and that was it. That's all I ever did. That's it.
Boone says, how do popcorn kernels get from your stomach into your kidney? That's my question. I mean,
that's my question too.
That's not how the body regulates.
It doesn't seem like it adds up.
It adds up.
I'm going through the.
I'm gonna chat GPT if you keep this up. Typing,
why does popcorn cause kidney stones? That's the question.
Does popcorn cause kidney stones?
You have a special bowel system that we're not unaware of.
Oh my God, Bill.
Yeah, I didn't know about this, Bill. This is news.
It's calm. No, it's not.
You told me this before. Is that
it's 100%. Like, it's not even. It's like saying grass is green.
However, Dave says my doctor told me that too much Diet Dr. Pepper caused my kidney stones. But you also were having a lot of
double whammy.
So which one was it? The popcorn or the Diet Dr.
Well,
Pepper?
It's a combination. Does popcorn lead to?
Oh, I got it right here. Hang on. This is somebody already ChatGPT that says.
Okay.
Popcorn is not inherently bad for kidney stones, but salted, processed, or butter laden popcorn is. So it's. If it's butter laden.
So the little kernels means nothing. Steve.
It says high sodium promotes stone formation. It's all about the salt.
Sodium, Steve.
Excess sodium can increase calcium in urine, slightly raising.
What are we talking about? Stone
urine.
Look the way he said urine.
Okay.
Okay, by the way, last one. I'm a nurse. Someone says, I'm a nurse. Popcorn has nothing to do with kidney stones. I'm a nurse on this one.
Well, okay.
Thank you.
Thank you to the nurse in California.
California?
Yep, California nurse.
God dang, we have a California listener?
A nurse in California.
What time is it there?
4:26.
It's 4:26.
Probably going to work. That is...
probably going to work.
Put on a sweatshirt.
Yeah, put on a sweatshirt. That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at 738 Ag.
Joey!
Seed, chemicals, fertilizer, or something to run the sprayer for you. 738 Ag runs the whole show. Custom application included. Learn more today at 738ag.com. Joey.
Thank you, Joey.
Joey Robeson.
What's Joey doing?
What's that right now? Well, I tell you, he's not taking it down. Think of all the maintenance you have to do to your equipment. All that stuff. The stuff that has to be changed out. What's going on?
This time of year.
Because right now it's like it's go time again here in about 3 months. So it's like, we'll be back out there starting this whole process over again.
So get all the equipment up to speed.
Up to snuff. Yes.
Joey. Thank you, Joey.
What do you got for us?
Well, the big news for Nebraska basketball yesterday, of course, deservingly so. 9-0 start. Best start since the 70s for Nebraska basketball.
What year would that have been?
That was 77-78.
How deep did they go?
I don't know if they got much farther than 8 or 9-0. Look it up. But But Nebraska checks in the AP poll at number 23 yesterday, their first time ranked since 2018.
That's nice. Now, I wonder if that does to Fred's contract. Most people have that built in their contract. If you're in the top 25, it's a bonus every week. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, that's very normal. I know it is in football.
Okay.
They're very, very
normal.
You're
not kidding.
No, and it's generally, that's not for really Duke. They're not really getting that bonus. You know,
right. It's a given. This is for the non-traditional basketball.
It's more for the non-traditional. It's true. If you get them ranked, you're gonna get a payday every week.
What was that? 77-78?
Yes.
Ooh, they were good. 22-8, 9-5 in the better times, Big Eight. And they went to the NIT second round.
How far did they go in the season undefeated? They were
9-5 and didn't make the tournament.
They were at least 8-0. Did they get to 9-0?
I don't know because it doesn't. Oh, maybe it does. 1 second. Oh, hello.
Their schedule?
No, it doesn't have their schedule.
Can you give us the starting lineup? Because that I would love to know the starting lineup from that year.
I should be able to.
I don't think I have any names for you in that. In 77, I don't know who that would be.
I would know all the names.
We would know.
Do you have an idea who a name would be in that?
Hold on.
Without looking it up, what do you think?
I don't. Well,
late 1970s.
I don't want to venture a guess. Is that Andre Smith?
That's kind of what I was thinking. Yeah.
Nah, he might have been a little later than that. Oh, 78 Nebraska. Jake, this is really bad radio now.
I was asking if you knew any names at all. You said no. You said you did. I got
the roster. Okay, Bill's going to know. We're going to know these guys. How about Carl McPipe?
McPipe.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dude, 15 points, 8 rebounds. Yeah. McPipe preluded. Oh, no, they had Andre Smith and McPipe. Smith was a freshman. Wow. That's a wow. Andre Smith is a freshman. Now, Andre Smith became the Big Eight Player of the Year later in his career. Yes. Yeah. Hey, Jake, Big Eight Player of the Year.
That's a big deal.
Andre Smith, RIP, by the way. But he was a 6'7 center. Remember that, Bill? Undersized.
What's that? Undersized, but he was stout.
Oh, God.
Yeah. He was. Jake, he was stout.
Stout.
Yes.
Okay, bad, I can see it right now.
Yeah. Bad
6'7
dude.
And stout.
These were better times for us.
Because it was on Saturday afternoons. Yep. That's when you watch the game. Yep. Saturday afternoons.
Yeah. Wouldn't miss them.
Text line asked, was Jack Moore on that team?
No.
Oh.
Bob Moore.
Okay.
Kurt Hedberg. Mike Nader. All names we know.
Yes. Nader I know well.
Brian Banks.
Banks.
Bam. Guard. NBA level player, Jake, averaged 14 a game.
Okay.
Mark McVicker is a name you'll remember. There's a couple I don't. I don't remember Srebrenko Despo.
I do not.
I don't remember Gerard Mithel. Those are the guys, though. Nader, Terry Novak, Bob Moore, Andre Smith, Brian Banks, Carl McPipe. God, better time.
Of the names I would know the most would be McPipe. It's just a
McPipe was a dude.
Yeah.
God, better time.
Jake, it was so incredible. The games came on like at 1 o'clock or 1:30. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be all snowy outside. It'd be the Big Eight game would be on. Man, I'll see Norm Stewart roll in here from Missouri. Oh, Jake.
WB, White Blanket, points out why Nebraska was NIT that year. Says the tournament was only 32 teams at that time, and 16 spots were reserved for conference champions. Okay. So it was really hard to make the NCAA tournament.
All right. It meant something.
It did.
It still does.
It's not if it goes to 76 teams or 90 teams, whatever it is. But this team is 23rd.
You guys were pretty good the other day looking at Andy Katz's power rankings. You guys did pretty good identifying the top teams in the Big Ten, according to Andy Katz. Michigan is number one.
They've been dominant.
They've kicked the crap out of teams. Do we play Michigan this year?
Oh, I think
once
so.
Or twice. The big key.
The question is
who do you catch twice?
I'll get it. Who do we catch twice
on the schedule, Jake?
Okay, get the schedule.
Those are the ones that make it.
Purdue, of course, is number two, even after losing big at home to Iowa State. Michigan State is number three. Illinois, number four. Very predictable top four, right?
That's right. We had them.
Yeah, you guys were pretty good. Yeah. We didn't include UCLA in the discussion. They're number five. They're evidently really good. Ohio State must be on the uptick. They're number six. And then Katz has Nebraska at number seven. It's pretty high.
Yeah, well, who else could you have ahead of them?
I don't know. USC?
No. I mean, there's no one else that would be ahead of them.
Yeah, Nebraska's ranked 20. I mean, Ohio State's not even ranked right now.
Yeah.
They're not.
Neither is Wisconsin. Wisconsin's barely.
Okay, so Ohio State's ranked six by Katz, Nebraska seven, USC eight, Wisconsin 9. They visit tomorrow.
They do at 8 p.m. Yeah. You asked who Nebraska will play at Michigan late January, the 27th. I don't think they have a home game against Michigan, which is good.
Give us your schedule. Give us the Big Ten schedule.
Purdue. All right. Well, again, Nebraska will play Wisconsin, of course, tomorrow.
Yep.
Then they'll play at Illinois this Saturday. Then they have two games against North Dakota, New Hampshire to wrap up the year. Then conference play kicks off. Michigan State at home. That'd be a tough one. January 2nd. Big game for Nebraska.
God, they play Illinois.
That's the right now ninth-ranked Michigan State Spartans.
Okay.
Three by Cats.
Then they will go to Ohio State.
Okay,
it's a tough start.
We hear tough
start.
Yeah. Then
they're really
tough. And then they're at Indiana. That's a rough
start.
Three games there.
That is.
You know who stinks, though? They Nebraska will play on the 13th. 4-5, Oregon. Oregon is bad right now.
I think they've lost five straight.
They're 17th of 18 in Katz's poll.
Yeah.
They're not good.
That will not go well with Phil Knight. That will not be
No.
I said they were on the he was on the bubble a year ago.
In fact, stay right there. How does that happen with all that money?
Yeah, I don't know how that happens because I have a hard time that they're like going, oh, we're giving all the money to football.
No.
So no, they're everyone there has a chance.
They're well healed.
Yes.
Nebraska has a nice stretch after those first three in January. They have get Oregon at home, then they're at Northwestern. Not easy, but winnable. Home against Washington, and then at Minnesota. That's a nice four game stretch to hopefully get some wins after the first three are rough.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, guys,
yeah.
I got some intel on Nebraska's NIL yesterday.
Thank you. We need that.
And it's better than I thought. And this is, I'm not going to say who. But
are we talking hoops or are we back to football?
Hoops. They're in the middle of the pack.
Okay.
The middle of the pack in the Big Ten it's like a $3.5 to $4-plus million per roster. And Nebraska is in the middle of the pack. Not in the bottom third as I portrayed previously. I think it's changed a little bit, but yeah, Nebraska's squarely in the middle of the pack now. And that's where they're at.
That has to have something to do again with LeBlanc.
I think yes.
Dennis got involved. He saw where we were at and just made it happen.
Okay. Dennis.
By the way, you asked what team Nebraska plays twice. They'll play two teams twice. That is Northwestern and Illinois.
Okay.
So not a.
That's not bad.
It's not bad at all.
Northwestern's Illinois is pretty good.
Illinois is pretty good. But you could have caught. You could have caught somebody else.
Illinois is four by Cats in the Big Ten.
Nebraska does not play at Purdue this year, which is Mackey is very tough to win at. Besides, unless you're Iowa State, who murdered them over there.
Heard Rothstein say that Purdue's the toughest home court in America.
It has not been kind to Nebraska. They have never ever played close in that arena. It's always been about a 30-point loss.
Did you see that toughest home court in America, Mackey? You get that?
I'm with it.
Are you?
Yeah.
There's some tough ones now. I mean, Kansas, right?
Fear the fog.
We're trying to get Bill in the deep end on basketball.
No, I'm.
Are you okay?
I'm in. I just have a hard time when they talk about this.
Tough places to play.
Tough places to play. Where it's like,
I mean, a Cameron indoors got to be tough at Duke, right?
Yeah.
Sean caught me because I said Creighton, Nebraska's got to be one of the best atmospheres in college basketball. He said, okay,
it's
North
good.
Carolina, Duke. I don't know. There's some other.
Kansas,
Missouri.
I love when you turn the games on and there is seating of students close that don't sit. That's great. But when you turn on the two and say, okay, let's look at Duke and North Carolina. Turn on North Carolina, Duke at North Carolina, or anybody at North Carolina. It's just kind of everybody's kind of like in leather chairs,
NBA
back. It's very NBA-ish. Like that. Then you turn on Cameron Indoor at Duke.
It's crazy.
And it's crazy, and it's not even.
So
close.
You're saying North Carolina's not great?
I don't think North Carolina's
the
great.
Home.
They have their history is great, but I've never once been going. That place looks insane.
No,
I see other places they turn on. I don't see the insane at North Carolina.
I think North Carolina back in our day
was. Then they built the Dean Dome, which was an incredible 18,000. I don't ever
18,000 seats.
I mean, right now. What was the place? Where's the place that's the hardest place to play, at least in the last few years in the SEC, was Auburn.
Yep.
The jungle. It was nuts. It wasn't Kentucky. It wasn't the place like, man, you have no idea what it's like to go to Kentucky. No, they just have really good players. That's what they have. It's not the place.
Yeah, Kentucky's not. That is not a crazy place, Kentucky.
No.
How about Hilton? Iowa State.
It's a tough place. That's tough place.
That
Hilton look, Magic.
It looks really sweet.
Yeah, it is.
When you watch big games on there, it's like, okay, this is really cool.
I mean, Back in the day, I used to go there and cover games regularly. Back in the day. I mean, back in the Danny Knee, like
the Marcus Fizer days.
Yeah. Yeah.
Larry Eustace
used to make that trip all the time.
Larry Eustace. Mm-hmm. They've always been a good program at Iowa State.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much. Now, Nebraska, they're not ranked very often, but in history when they've been ranked in 2013, 2014, and 2018, they lost right away. Fell out of the rankings.
Is that right?
They have not backed up a ranking ever in my lifetime, I don't believe. Of like actually, hey, moving up the rankings once you get there. Mm-hmm. It's hey, they rank 23rd. And then
we
they
need
lose
this
and round out.
On Wednesday, don't we, Jake?
How about we climb the rankings for once? You get
I
in and you actually win.
If the game's close. Okay, I think Nebraska wins it going away.
I'm going with going away. I've seen Wisconsin and Nebraska. My first thought was, oh, Nebraska's better than Wisconsin. So what did I saw? I saw them on the Penn State weekend. We were in the BRB. They played on TV on Friday, and I watched them. I didn't think much of them. Nebraska should win. Now, here's the question. If they beat Wisconsin and lose to Illinois, are they still in the ranking? Beat Wisconsin.
It depends how the Illinois game goes. Is it close? Is it blowout? Blowout, obviously out. If it's close, I can see them in.
Yep, for sure. You out?
Yeah. If they get blown out by Illinois, even if they beat Wisconsin, they're probably out of the rankings because they're 23rd. Wisconsin has lost to TCU and they got beat by 28 by BYU. Who Nebraska beat?
That's why I guess the game I saw. I saw a BYU game. They didn't look very good.
Yeah.
And your dude.
They're 7-2.
Where are the opponents at? That Nebraska has beat of substance. So like Oklahoma, how are they doing? And how?
Let me look it up. Real quick.
Okay, you look up Oklahoma. I'll look up Kansas State.
They were on Kansas State hard. I just read the headline. That was it.
Oklahoma is 6-3 overall. They have losses, of course, to Nebraska. They just lost to Arizona State by 16 on Saturday. And they have a loss also to Gonzaga by 15.
Those aren't bad losses.
No. They don't really have a great win so far. They beat Marquette. Marquette's down right now. They got blown up by Wisconsin last weekend. But they beat Marquette by 1. Oklahoma did. And they beat Wake Forest by 18. That's a decent win.
I was just hammered on our message board for saying Oklahoma's not athletic. But I would maintain that they're not athletic. Kansas State, this is 2025-26. Hold on. After they lost to Nebraska, they proceeded to lose 3 straight.
To Indiana.
Indiana, to Bowling Green.
That was bad.
And to Seton Hall.
Seton Hall's not been good. They have a name, but they're a struggling team.
Kansas State, after losing to Nebraska, lost to Indiana by 17, to Bowling Green by 16, and to Seton Hall by 11. They have since beaten Mississippi Valley State.
And what New Mexico is 7-2. Nebraska beat them in KC. They've lost to Nebraska and New Mexico State.
Okay. Good job.
So they play Wisconsin tomorrow night at PBA at 8 p.m.
There you go.
I don't think I'll be there. I'm not confirmed not there yet.
Whoa.
Well, I'm going to watch it. I will be watching the game.
The stool's not represented.
Hold on. We have built you up as Husker super fan.
I might be there.
Yeah.
Stool.
I'm out of town, so
Bill cannot go.
I cannot
and it's
be 8
p.m.
there.
For me. Yeah.
The fans need you there. Do they want you
Breakers,
there?
Breakers, do I need to be at the game tomorrow night? Let me know.
Let us know.
Yes, so go.
Yeah. How about 4 text messages?
24 people if you want me to go to the game.
Yeah. Okay.
Just text
24 is the number.
464-5685. If 24 people say yes, I'll go to the game tomorrow. Absolutely. It hasn't been washed yet, but I don't think it stinks. I can wear it again.
I think a jacket. I don't think – do you wash a jacket every time you wear it? I don't.
That one I do.
Really? Well,
it is white, you know?
It's pristine.
It is pristine.
Wash it every time.
Can't you see that hung up in Jake's laundry room? Can you imagine walking Elizabeth sees it? It's kind of a,
oh, I'm proud of that.
It's like a light on it. It's
beautiful.
Yeah.
Just in the breakers this morning.
To the warm bird.
The warm bird?
50-some degrees today. Get out to the early bird. What a day to go to breakfast. Oh, I don't want to go out. Now it's too cold. No, it's not right now. Balmy. Balmy.
Early Bird is open right now until 2 p.m. every day of the week. They have everything from breakfast tacos, breakfast nachos, waffles, French toast, pancakes, and the world famous hash holes. Downtown Lincoln. When we come back, it's the end of an era. What is next for Nebraska's NIL? Next, the early break in the ticket.